Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Lamed Tes. Resh Lamed Tes, 239, the mitzvah of Tochacha. Just keeping in mind, we are in the middle of Kedoshim. We are past the halfway mark in Kedoshim. This is mitzvah number 28 out of 51 in Kedoshim. So we are more than halfway to our next goal, even though every day is a goal. Every mitzvah that we do is a goal. But we're more than halfway through Kedoshim in this exciting parsha. Okay, the mitzvah of Tochacha says the Torah as we read yesterday. Lo sista zachicha bil vavecho, do not hate your brother in your heart. Hocheach tochiach is amisecha, velo sisa alav chet. Rebuke. Hocheach tochiach. Let's translate it like that for now. Rebuke. Give tochacha to your friend, to your amit, velo tisa alav chet, and do not in that way come to chet. So what does lotisa lav chet mean? Even just to talk about the connection between these two mitzvos. So I think we alluded to it a bit yesterday already. But one way to connect mitzvah 2 and 3 in this pasuk, mitzvah 1 was sinas achim, mitzvah 2 is giving tochacha, mitzvah 3 is not in bad, don't carry a chet. So one connection, which is what Rashi says, is while you are giving tochacha, make sure not to embarrass. Right? That's a connection between 2 and 3. The other idea that hopefully we'll get back to in a little bit is that if I don't give tochacha, then I am bearing part of the chet, because kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh, as we will see, and holding back and not helping my fellow Jew prevent not helping causes me to chet. That's hocheach tochiach, give tochacha, because if you don't give tochacha, volotisa olav chet, you're going to carry the chet. Not, like Rashi says, in terms of how you give tochacha, give it properly or else you will bear the chet, but rather, if you don't give tochacha, or you better give tochacha, or else one would be included in the chet. So that is how some of the mefarshim connect the mitzvah of tochacha and the mitzvah of velotisa lav chet, which we will have tomorrow. The Klei Yakar himself also has another connection, which we'll get to soon, but let's first read the beginning of the chinuch. It says the chinuch, lohochiach echad miYisrael she'enu misnai kishura, to rebuke, to reprove any fellow Jew that is not operating properly, she'enu misnai kishura, bein bedvarim she'ben adam l'chaveira o ben adam l'makom, whether it is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveira o ben adam l'makom, she'ne'emar hocheach tochiach es amisecha v'lo sisa alav chet. Warn your friend and don't bear the chet, as we said. V'yomer b'sifra, minayinim hochach to'ar b'vachamish pa'amim v'lo chazar, she'tachayev l'chazo l'chiach. How do I know that even if I've told them and tried to teach them four or five times already, I'm still chayav to do it again? Tamalomar, it's one of those double lashonos, hocheach tochiach, like the Gemara says in Eilu Metzias, afilu mea pa'amim. V'yomer amru zecharim levracha, like the Gemara says as well. Here he quotes that Gemara, hocheach tochiach, afilu mea pa'amim. The Klei Yakar himself, now that we have the mitzvah out there, the Klei Yakar himself also discusses the connection between hocheach tochiach chesemisecha and velos tisa alav chet, says the Klei Yakar, which again we'll get to soon. V'shlosha adavka amitecha b'mitzvahs tochiach la'afuki shlosha kito she'ina makabon tochacha la'afuki any other certain groups that are not makabon tochacha, so those you don't have to worry about v'lo tisa alav chet, because they're being choti anyway and they're not your responsibility. So therefore, says the chinuch, there will be exceptions to the rule. But at the end he then says, v'salach l'mitzvahs tochacha mitzvahs lo sisna zachicha bo vavecha. How does part one and part two of our pasuk connect? Ki bizman she'ahava mitzuya b'Yisrael kol echad b'tovaso shel chaveiro. As long as ahava, and there is love and unity amongst Jews, and then they would feel comfortable giving tochacha to each other. Alkenu mochicho shel yikashu b'aveira. If I don't care for you, I'm not going to give you tochacha in the first place. I don't care what you do, and you're also not going to accept any tochacha that I would give. I don't care if you fall, so I'm happy if you do something wrong. Rachmano Islan says the Klei Yakar in Prague in the 1500s, this is a maka that is prevalent amongst us, that we hate each other. Miyom shegavra egrofa shel sinas chinam min achurban bayisheni v'hala va'ad hayom mosara. Rachmano Lassan, since Churban Bayisheni, we're still in the same plague of sinas chinam, says the Klei Yakar, and he said it 500 years ago, and we could say it today, Rachmano Lassan. V'hanega holechu poshet ad asher yashkif Hashem v'yera v'yasir lev ha'evin mikirbenu. The Klei Yakar says, I don't see in the world of reality anything changing until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and helps us out. Klei Yakar in Prague 500 years ago, and we could say Rachman al Islam the same thing today. That is all about the mitzvah of Tochacha. V'yamrusham b'sifra, yachol mochicho upanim mishtanos. You might think that you could give tochacha in a way that the person's face changes color. Tam alomar votisa lavchet. No, v'zamalame shebetchilas hatochacha sheroy la adam lochiach b'seiser ubalashin racha v'divrei nachas. I have to be mochiach a person quietly, softly, kedishli ispalish, not to embarrass them. Vein safek shem lochazer bo bekach shemachlim enoso. Okay, you could get a little stronger as time goes along if he's not listening. Maybe even somewhat embarrassing. We'll see. The Gemara says if it's been adam lamakom, but not if it's been adam lochav. So that is the mitzvah of Tochacha. Stopping here for a minute, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik has an amazing essay in Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, where he talks about the relationship between Jews and non-Jews. The title of the article is Jew and Jew, Jew and non-Jew. The first half of the article is the difference between friendship and fellowship. He says that if you find many halachas, as we know, throughout Maseches Avodah Zarah and elsewhere, that there is separations between Jews and non-Jews, needed separations, and even between Jews and non-frum Jews. Frum Jews and non-frum Jews, he says, that is only to separate in the way of fellowship, but not in the way of friendship. Friendship to help each other, to encourage each other, to give tzedakah to each other, to visit each other, that applies to Jew and non-Jew alike. But the next level, friendship, which is deeper than fellowship. Fellowship is like, oh, you're members of a club. You're all members of the Tzelem Elokim club. So you could be this fellowship. But friendship is much deeper. Friendship is living their lives together and going out for a drink together and intermixing together. He says, that's different. That's different. And that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for Jew and non-Jew. There are no limits upon friendship. It is scarcely necessary to state that there are no limits upon association and friendship with non-observant Jews. But when we consider the association and fellowship, association of playing together, drinking together, feasting together, then this is another matter. Then association of any sort in fellowship with non-Jews is prohibited. I'm sorry, maybe I said the opposite. Friendship is the first one, and fellowship is the second. Friendship is what he formulated as what you can have with everybody. Fellowship is something deeper, that is something that is limited. So in that article, he says, talking about relating to non-frum Jews, he says, and what about tochacha? What's the mitzvah of tochacha? So he says, if you look closely at the word tochacha, what's the shorish of the word hochach tochiach? Lehochiach. What does lehochiach mean? So a hochacha is usually translated as a proof. Bring a hochacha to something, you prove something. Lahochiach is to prove to somebody. What are you proving? You're proving to them what they really are about and the potential that they really have. That's the root of tochacha. To prove to the one who you're giving tochacha to, you're so great, you have so much potential. You shall prove to your fellow the wrongful path upon which he embarks, the wrongfulness of his conduct. Ochiach tochiach hazamisecha, show your amit that he is somebody special inside. He quotes fascinatingly, where we might have had this 100 times in learning Gemara, but I never focused on it. That is many times when I'm Moraim or Tanaim talk about something positive that they did, they'll talk in first person. They'll say Ana. Or Tasi Li, the Gemara says in Shabbos. I'm proud of myself that I eat Shalashudas. I'm proud of myself, Tasi Li, that blank, 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 that I daven Vasikin. But whenever somebody in the Gemara wants to say something negative about themselves, so they term it Hahu Gavra. They say, such and such a person did this. Talk about himself. What do you mean, Ahu Gavra? That guy. What do you mean, that guy? You! So why when it's something negative, they say, Ahu Gavra, while something positive, they say Ana, meaning I. Because deep down, every Jew, like the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Gerushin, Kofen Asar Sheyama Rotsani, deep down, every Jew has an Ana, has an I, has an Atzmius, has a Pintel Yid that wants to do good, that wants to follow the Dvar Hashem. And every time we do something wrong, it's something negative, it's something overtaking us, it's the Yitzhahara, it's something external. In every person, says Rav Aaron, there's a spark of humanity, latent though it often may be. It is only because of certain frustrating experiences that the Hahu Gavra is able to penetrate the spirit of the real person. So there is in every individual the Ana, who represents the real person, the person as he or she is able to be and would like to be. The mitzvah of Tochach is based upon the belief that the true self is the I of the person, not the that person. The Hahu Gavra is only a subterfuge that covers up and imprisons the real self. And that's why when we give tochach, prove to the person they're an anah. They have They have something special about them. And he says that's even the Gemara at the end of Sota, the last few lines of Sota, which we've quoted in various contexts, where the Mishnah says, when Rebbe died, there was no more humility in the world. But La Anava. And Rav Yosef says, the last line of Sota, no, it's not true. Tika Ana. I'm still here. So the Gemara says, what? Right, the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean Ana? So the Vilna Gaon says there was another Tana called Ana. Okay, wonderful. With the pshat that we've liked to have given in the past is that Rav Yosef was saying, look at my life and you'll realize humility. Rav Yosef lost all of his learning. He became blind. He says, look at my life. He says, look, I know you need humility. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You know what's going to happen. That's Di'ika Ana. But Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is another pshat. Di'ika Ana, there's an Ana in every single person. What do you mean, Di'ika Ana? There's humility. Every person should have the self-worth and the self-awareness. Di'ika Ana. It's referring to every person. And then he finally relates it. And with this, we'll finish this point. He says, the Gemara Chagiga that talks about Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, one of the great Talmidei Chachamim, one of the Gedolei Ador, and he went off to Derech, and he thought he was finished. Why? Because he told Rabbi Meir, he says, I hear a baskel that says, everybody can do tshuva, chutz me'acher. Chutz me'acher. So Ravan says, he heard that, but the acher is the ahu gavra. The ahu gavra can't do tshuva, but the anok can do tshuva. He says, that was his mistake. He didn't realize that he has that power within him. He says, and that's what tochacha is about. The mitzvah of tochacha is to help the muchach, the one who will give me tochacha, to prove to him the potential that he or her, that he or she have, and the abilities and the potential that they could fulfill. So that's Rav Aaron, again, in the logic of the heart, logic of the mind, regarding the mitzvah of tochacha. Okay. We continue now. Says the chenach misharshi ha-mitzvah. The source behind the mitzvah of tochacha, l'fishi yesh bazeh shalom etova bein anashim. There has to be, and the goal of the world is that peace and goodness between people. Ki kisha yechta ish v'ish v'yochichenu b'mistarim. When a person, Reuven tells Shimon, gives him tochacha in private, yisnatzo afanav. V'yakabel is not slusav yishalim. Hopefully, if he says it nicely, he'll say thank you for helping me and pointing me to the right direction. V'imlo yochichenu yistemenu b'libo v'yazak elav l'fisha olazvam olazvanim. As we spoke about yesterday, if we let it fester inside, is just going to lead to more sinna, and it will not accomplish what it's supposed to and the potential that it can. And the chinuch ends off chol darchei Torah darchei olam v'nisivoseha shalom. You see that the Zayin Latar of Saraskin points out the godless of giving tochacha. He writes here, ad kama gedolim kocha v'schutza shol tochacha. You can learn that from a medrash on last week's parsha. The medrash we all know, Yisro, Bilam, Eov, they're all, there's a cabinet meeting in Egypt. What should we do about the Jewish problem, the final solution? Right, it happened in Egypt before it happened in Germany, Rahman al-Islam. So what should we do? So Bilam says, let's wipe them out, let's throw the babies into the sea. Eov doesn't say a word. Yisro hears about it, he runs away. That was Yisro's tochacha. Yisro, when he was going to tell Paro you're doing something wrong, he probably tried. Or if he knew, he would be killed for it. So Yisro said, I can't stand here. What was Yisro's schar? His descendants were members of the Sanhedrin. Hine Yisro haya az oved elilim. Umachato b'paro haya zarak adi b'licha. Umaisa v'ho'ilu. So you see, he protested by running away, and it didn't even help because they did the gzera anyway. And even so, even though it didn't do anything, zacha, he was zocha to have his children sitting in the lishkas hagazis. On the other end, Eov, who was an ish tam yasher yirei elokim. He wasn't Moche, and he didn't run away. Nidon v'yisurim, Rachman al-Islan, yisurim Eov. So you see, even a machal rekanis, even something that is fruitless, is something that bore fruit in the larger scheme of things. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, getting now into Lamdus. Exactly what is the root mitzvah of Tochacha? What is that? Is the root mitzvah of Tochacha? We're going to get to in a couple of minutes, Be'ez Hashem, if we have time, certain details about who the one that you're giving tochacha is and what level he has to be on. What if I know for sure, 100% he's not going to listen to me? 100%. If there's any slight chance, I have to try to give him tochacha in a nice way. But if it's 100% he's not going to listen, I just know that. It's not going to happen. Do I still have to give tochacha? So Pash just no. There are certain shittas that say yes. Well, mice, if I know 100% they're not going to listen, so then, you know, unless I could try a little bit softly and see if it could work. But there are shittas out there in the Rishonim that say, no, even if, you know, they're not going to listen, it's still a certain achrayus. Again, not to embarrass, not to scream, not to do it in a negative way. Chas v'shalom. Derechad achinoam. But what does that come from? So the Mitzvahs HaMelech and other, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky right here on the parasha also discusses, is tochacha, the parasha of tochacha is the focus, is the recipient, to try to get the person not to do the aveira. That's the root of tochacha. Or is there another element of tochacha, and that is, If there's a Chil Hashem taking place, if somebody's doing an Aveira, I have to protest. Separate from changing his actions. No, but a Jew's reaction has to be when they see an Aveira taking place, I can't believe this is happening. Can I do anything about it? Even if it's not going to have an effect. Says the Mitzvah Samelach. Discussing it right here. He says, near the Taliban, the Nistapku Achronim, the Iker Mitzvah Socher Tochiach, the Yesh Lomar, the Yesodim, the Dinlafrushim, Yisura. Maybe it's about be Parish Meisur, Mafrish Meisura. Odilma, Dahu Mihilchis Mecha'a, the Kivan Sha'avar Aveira, Be'inan Limchos. One has to protest. Vahamachahi Lechvot Shamayim, Velomi Shemini Esachote. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even more than for the other person. And that's why you have shitas like the smock, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, that says you have to give tochacha, even though you know for sure that he's not going to listen, because it's not about lafrusha meyisura. It's about the giver of the tochacha, not about the recipient of the tochacha. Another example of this might be in the Minchas Chinuch and Ozayin. Minchas Chinuch and Ozayin talks about, what about a mumar? Is there a mitzvah tochacha for a mumar? Not somebody who's a frum person who's doing something wrong. But mamish, he's a machal Shabbos befar hesya, he's a mumar. So lechora, o zayin, im ochal nevelas lahachis, o machal Shabbos, o edavar zara. So somebody like that, efshar de'ein chayiv lahochicho, gamkin, de'ein bachal ra'eyu. It says a mischa, ochiyat ochech namisecha. So he's not a misecha. So says, ach, we come up nearly, if it's a suffix, you still have to say something. But explains the achronim, the mitzvahs of Melech and others, maybe it's totally on archakira, because if you say it's totally on the recipient, so fine, maybe if it's a mumar, you have no achrayis. But if it's mitzidi, I see a chil Hashem taking place, and maybe I have to be mocha, afal pikein, because the mitzvah is mitzidi. So again, that is a major discussion in all the achronim relating to the mitzvah of tochacha. Rav Yaakov even says right here, Hinei regilamanu lachshov shemitzvas tochacha hi kishanu tzrichim lios shomrim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We usually understand that the mitzvah of tochacha is we are God's shomrim. Tekiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote says b'nei shoshikaimu etz mitzvosav, Hashem wants us to be mekayim his mitzvahs, and therefore if there's somebody not, so we have to give tochacha. So says Rav Yaakov, if that was the mitzvah HaTorah, why is it noeg afilu ma'idei zeh yabim b'nei, if it's true that we're supposed to be God's shomrim, so it should be a mitzvah, even if we're going to embarrass somebody. Because the mitzvah of tochacha should be tochev, alosa, say of embarrassing somebody. By the fact that it's not allowed, it's in befurish in the Torah, there's a limit, velotiso of chait, shows that it's not just about giving the tochacha. The tochacha is about the guy being makabalit, and hearing it, even if it's not going to change. But he says, he's telling you what the tochacha has to be. It has to be out of ahava. Maybe that's the connection to all three. That's another connection. Because if you hate a person, you can't give proper tochacha. Because then you're just going to be saying it just to spite him and to show him up. It has to be out of ava, out of love, out of camaraderie and friendship and fellowship for the other person. He says, he gives examples of this, but this is all a dichotomy of a discussion in this mitzvah focused on the recipient or focused on the giver. Vaita, let's go to some of the halachas. Midini ha-mitzvah. The Gemara says in Erechin, Shechiyev mitzvah zu ad haka. How far you have to give? Some cases, this is not lamaisa. You have to give until the guy starts hitting you. Stop it already. Until he's close to hitting you. Obviously, not all the way, because that's lifnei iver. It's an issur to hit a fellow Jew. But one has to give serious tochacha if one is possible to do. There is a big discussion, again, we don't have time to get into all of the details. Is there a difference between a person violating something b'shogeg or b'mezid? Shogeg, you would think, there's more of an issue because he doesn't even know. So there you should do it. Is there a difference whether he's going to listen or not? Is there a difference whether something is mefurash b'torah or not? Three chilukim that are made in the Rishonim and the Poskim. Again, mezid, shogeg, or he'll listen or he won't listen, or mefurish b'Torah or not mefurish b'Torah. The Ramah even quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, in the halachas of Suda Mafsekes, Yom Kippur, Simin Tav Reish Ches. This is based on the Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed, which talks about women who used to eat and drink very late on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara talks about there, you know what, Mutav Shei Shogin. Don't tell them that they're going into Yom Kippur. Mutav Shei Shogin, because they're not going to listen anyway. So he says the Ramah, quoting the Ran, the Dafka Sheinu Mefurish B'Torah, Ava Bishu Daraisa. The only reason you don't say something if somebody's doing Bishogeg and they're not going to listen is because it's not Mefurish. Ava Lim Mefurish B'Torah, Mochin B'Yadam. No, you have to protest if it is Mefurish B'Torah. Yesh mitzvahs tochacha, and then he quotes Rav Nevazal in the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, quote, there's a mitzvah tochacha even regarding minhagim, the altitosh torasi mecha. So there's a minhag of stopping earlier, of tosefes. Interesting. Vim yodeya shein dvarim nishmayim, but the Ramah adds, if you know your words are not going to be listened to, lo yomar barabim lo chichan rak pamachas. Say it once. But you don't have to say it more than once because you know they're not going to listen to you. But in Yachid you can. That's another chilek. Yachid versus Rabin. So that's a fourth. So again, these are all discussions of the poskim that the chinuch is relating to. Okay, skip to the next paragraph. One has to focus very much. We have to think about if it's going to have a toelus. And not only that, if I know how to give tochacha. There are a number of sources that talk about, maybe nobody knows how to give tochacha b'zman hazeh. We don't know how to give, especially like the Rav Aaron way. How do we know that? It all has to be so positive. So positive, because it's all about proving. Whenever we give tochacha to Rav, you have to remember, it has to be out of ava, and it has to be out of proving to themselves who they really are. That's what tochacha has to be about. We have to be so careful. It's a very hard mitzvah. Because on the one hand, if you don't do it, and if I do it, I don't want to embarrass him. And do something that drives him even more away. So it's a very delicate mitzvah that we have to try to do our best. Next paragraph. Even a katan, if he sees a gadol doing something wrong, conceptually, you know, the mitzvah still applies. Obviously, there's a concept of kibud of aim if it's a parent. But the Minchas Chinuch says as well in Os Hay, even a Talmud to a Rebbe. The Talmud sees a Rebbe doing something wrong, just like a katan to a gadol, a Talmud to a Rebbe. He does quote the Minchas Chinuch on the fourth line on top. He quotes Rashi in Sanhedrin that says there's no mitzvah of tochacha to a goy, to a ger toshav. No mitzvah. If I see a ger toshav violating one of the Sheva mitzvahs, there is no such mitzvah. This is what Rashi says. There is a Sefer Chasidim in Tav Shin Chav Dalad, Sefer Chasidim, where he says, Beferish, that there is a mitzvah by Bnei Noach and Goyim. What's the Raya? Ninveh! The whole story of Yonah going to Ninveh! So the answer is, that's Tochach, even for non-Jews, that's the Sefer Chasidim, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So back to the Chinuch. So it applies to anyone that we see. But the mitzvah applies always, b'zacharim b'nekevis. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Vav discusses, if I don't get proper Tochacha, I might also violate Lo Samad Adam Reecha. Losamad Reecha is not just my friend is in physical danger, if he's in spiritual danger, it also should apply. So the Minchas Chinuch says in Oz Vav, if I don't do this mitzvah, I might violate that issue too. The overall level of achiach ben yishamayinu, but the chinuch himself says, if you don't do this mitzvah, bito asei, voshu hi mekata rishayim, she'osekim, I don't want to give tochacha, and I also might violate v'hashiv oso, says the Minchas Chinuch Rozvav, if I have a mitzvah to return my friend's lost item, obviously his lost soul. Right, we have a chiyuv to worry about our friends. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, next time, we do the mitzvah of 240, the mitzvah, the isser of mevayish ben chaveiro barabim.